Federal authorities in Chicago say an ex-police officer who was convicted and served time for killing a black teenager in 2014 will not face federal charges. The former officer, who is white, spent about 3 years in prison after a jury in state court found him guilty of second-degree murder and other charges. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Jason Van Dyke shot 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times as the teenager who had a knife was walking away from police. A year later, the release of a graphic dashcam video that captured the shooting sparked massive protest. It also led to a guilty verdict for Van Dyke on charges of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery. In a statement, U.S. Attorney John Lausch said his office would not file charges. He said the federal government would have a high bar to clear, and a second trial could diminish the important results already achieved. The decision was expected, says Ron Safer, a former federal prosecutor.
They looked into whether or not to bring charges many years ago before the state court charges were brought.
The U.S. Attorney's Office said the decision not to pursue federal charges came after consulting with the family. Marvin Hunter, Laquan McDonald's great uncle, a spokesperson for the family, says he opposed a federal trial. He insisted to NPR after Van Dyke's early release that the former police officer's conviction was a major victory.
We were trying to reset the dial of justice in America with this case and set a precedent, of which we truly did. Because before Jason Van Dyke, families across this country were not getting justice in any kind of way, shape, form, or fashion.
Van Dyke was the first Chicago officer to be convicted for an on-duty police shooting in a half century. The case led to a consent decree, which requires Chicago police to make reforms. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.